Believers, it has been a little while, but we're back. There's a brand new temple. There's a brand new proprietor of Lucha Underground, but you got the same old panel right here. We're talking episodes 1 and episodes 2, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's time! It's time! It's Vader time!
Wrestlers, guys, it's so nice to be back. It's
hello.
So nice to be back. Hello.
Oh, shalom.
Hello, hello to the two of you. Hello to all of you out there. We wanted to pay a little bit of a tribute to Big Van Vader, one of Jimbo and I, my absolute favorite wrestlers of all time. Sadly passed earlier today, but we will continue trucking because it's Vader time. It's always Vader time.
Yeah.
It's Lucha Underground After Show time.
It's Lucha Underground After Show time. Guys, it's been so long.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
There's like some weird talking in the back of this track.
You hear the reverb.
Oh, that's because of your phone.
No, but I'm turning.
That's not my phone. Who's...
We're here.
That's
see,
me.
It's not my
That's
phone.
Me.
Oh, you are so quick all right, to blame
all right,
me.
All right, all right,
all right. I'm elbowing Rachel. I'm like, Rachel, you're
fine. I know,
fair.
And I
Rachel,
keep showing him, phone. It says mute. It says mute, and all I want to do is talk to you and all
there we
these
go.
Guys.
That's my bad, y'all. That's on me. Guys.
Back to one.
Guys, we're starting over. What's happening? It's the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We missed you so much. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA, all forms of social media. Joining me, as always, my absolute favorite people on the planet. All right, now this is happening. Guys, you can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depends on how your brain works. And you can find her on her brand new channel, Gamma Ray TV. Guys, it's Rachel Sam Evans.
Hello, hi, thank you, hello. You can find me on YouTube and Twitch, Gamma Ray TV, _TV. We're live every day. Morning.
Every day morning.
Every day morning.
All right.
I know.
Two Rachels left.
Hi.
He's been here since the absolute day one.
Day one-ish.
Day one-ish. My day one-ish oos right here, if you're nasty. You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth because he's Jimbo in the Booth. James, Frank.
Yes, let's get into episode 1 and episode 2.
Let's get into it.
Oh, time is a ticket.
We got a lot to talk about. I wanted to try and break down the trailer, but I did a whole like Zapruder style breakdown of the trailer, like shot by shot.
Back wow. and to the left.
There's a lot there. There's a lot of blood. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But let's talk about episode 1. Let's talk about the brand new proprietor of Lucha Underground, Antonio Cueto, the senior Cueto. We open on Dario's funeral, sparsely attended. It's only Godfrey and Antonio.
Yep.
You know.
Make seven up yours.
Dario's a dead boy.
And we learned why.
Because
Papa.
Papa himself is the one that ordered the hit.
You know what was confusing, though?
Mm-hmm.
Godfrey says, yeah, those gang, they still haven't found those gang members that shot your son. But then later on is like, hey, you ordered the hit.
The yeah. guys that you hired.
Like, meanwhile, he's the one that took the order for the hit and shot his son. Why is he trying to pin it on
oh,
some gang members?
Interesting.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it. I think he's Dario. I think Dario is playing himself.
Sure.
I think Dario's ordered the hit on himself,
uh-huh.
and they Stranger
You think he
Things
played
style.
Himself like DJ Khaled style?
Well, if you play yourself, yes, exactly.
Congratulations.
Exactly, congratulations. You played yourself. I think he's pretending to be his dad.
Interesting.
You did bring up a really good point, which is what made me think of this: is that the job isn't great.
Okay, I can see that.
It's very thinly veiled, and then also the voice is so over the top.
We were talking about it a little before we went live. There's no way we're getting an entire season of this voice.
No, I think it's Dario.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That body is just a really realistic prosthetic. It's a real doll.
It's a real doll.
It's a Dario Cueto official
one,
real doll.
And they're
TM,
very
TM,
real.
TM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
That's fine.
Well, we haven't.
It's fine.
For all we know in Lucha, there could be some voodoo master that just has...
That's the thing. Weirder things have happened. We have established that time travel is a thing in this universe. So, nothing weird about that.
What if Dario from the future came? Because he's never talked about his dad. Ever, ever, ever.
He always talked about his mom.
Always talked about his mom. Mm-hmm. And there's even a point in season two. Wow, Rachel. Look at me with the facts.
All right, all right.
There's an episode in season two where he goes through, like, almost his entire family lineage and never once speaks about his father.
Really?
Never once. No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You may be onto something.
I honestly think I am.
Antonio Cueto, as I like the little nod to the bull and the presence of bulls throughout the Cueto family. He's got a little bull on top of his cane. I like that.
The handle of his cane.
Exactly. As we know, the Mrs. Cueto, the matriarch of the family, bludgeoned to death with that iconic red statue.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
It's fun times. It's more a family than just friendly a show, really.
It's clearly a family business, and I support that.
Yeah.
In these times?
Support family businesses, guys. That's what we're really all about.
Yeah. Antonio?
Yeah.
He still got it, though, honestly. Like, he's like... In episode two, he's laying down moves, but we'll get to that.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
Speaking of moves, the trio's titles.
Speaking of moves.
Look at that segue. So,
speaking of moves.
Dante Fox is MIA. Don't know where he is.
Literally MIA.
Just shrug
soldier missing in action.
No idea. So Antonio says that the next person to come out during Aztec Warfare is the new third member of these trio's champions. So we've got the Mac. We've got Killshot. Third member, Son of Havoc. He's the new trio's champion.
Ta-da!
No stranger to the trio's titles, but...
No.
Yeah, like if you're going to do that, mm-hmm. like if you're going to pull such a move, like leave it up to chance and fate, why not make it a little bit more interesting?
Like someone more unexpected?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody who will like add some contention. Because I feel like Son of Havoc is just like, okay, let's do this team. Let's
right.
do it.
Right. Very, very gung-ho. Very gung-ho.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see somebody like...
I would have liked to see Son of Madness.
Mm. Mm. Oh man, I can't stop.
He's a bad boy.
Never mind. It's episode two. Oh my god. Hello.
So, from there, it just kind of the whole match devolves into chaos. Uh-huh. We've got new faces. We've got faces like Tommy Dreamer, Mr. Pectacular. We've got old favorites like Vinny Massaro.
Vinny!
Of course, friend of the show, one of our absolute favorites.
Vinny.
Do you want me to just go through the whole 20?
Go
ahead. We could talk about. Okay.
Hit it!
So, number one was Willie Mack. Number two was Killshot. Three was Son of Havoc. Yes. Four was Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
Five was Mr. Pectacular. Six was the champ Pentagon Dark. Seven was Tommy Dreamer. Eight was Mariposa. Nine was Vinny Massaro. 10 was Hernandez.
Or as Johnny Mundo would say, Fernandez.
Fernandez.
I keep calling him Harambe.
I'm sorry. Nine was Hernandez. 10 was Mundo. 11 was Ricky Mundo. 12 was Phoenix.
That was weird.
Or no,
wait, pause on
yes,
that.
Yes, let's wait until Jimbo gets through and then okay. We'll talk about all the...
Phoenix, Jeremiah Crane, Mil Muertes, Daga, Chavo... And King Cuerno and then Dragon Azteca and Marty was number 20.
Absolutely.
Marty.
Let's talk about this brand new Ricky Mundo. Let's talk about the doll boy.
Okay. Yeah.
So Jimbo pointed out something that I wouldn't have caught on my own. Hit it, Jimbo.
I was so excited that they finally had the callback to either season two when he goes into Dario's office and he's like, hey, neat pictures, Mr. Cueto. Can I have these? And it's the doll island.
Yeah.
He went to the doll island and brought back a doll.
It's a deep cut. It's a deep cut, y'all.
I got so excited when he came out with it. And then
I would
how
have never
it was,
put that together.
It was talking to him and telling him what to do in the match. And
yeah.
I'm
ended up
so
costing
happy.
Him the match. Yeah.
Because we
so
talked about that multiple times.
Like whatever
what
happened
that?
With that.
Right. Yeah.
They just, wow.
It's a slow burn, but yeah. I like when stuff is multiple seasons apart and all ties together.
I love that is such a separate timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a completely different narrative of what's going on right now.
Right, right.
How are they going to incorporate that? Oh, I get
can't
it.
Wait.
He's going to single white female him.
Oh, sure, wow. Sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh, I love it.
With
love it.
With
I
the
love
high
a
heel
doll.
Stiletto shoe and everything?
Yes.
Our studio audience is a fan of that idea.
Vinny Massaro.
Love Vinny Massaro. Quick shout out to Kikitaro.
Yeah. Pizza delivery man.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Shout out to the Vinny Massaro spot of eating pizza and then getting it super kicked into his mouth.
God.
So good.
And then...
What a waste of a good pizza, though.
I'm sure he has more.
Then he gets shingoed right into a good pizza.
Right into a good pizza.
I'm curious where this pizza was from.
Right.
Because looking at the box, you couldn't tell, oh, that's a Pizza Hut box.
Sure.
I was thinking, there like, where...
New York slices. He's very particular about his pizza. If you follow him on Instagram, at Snoring Elbow.
There you go.
He's very... To the boys. For the boys.
Let's hear it for the boys.
He's very particular about his pizza. He does not take any sort of he won't just accept pizza into his gullet.
I see.
It has to be good pizza.
So you think he had Kikutar bring that all the way from New York and then didn't get to eat any of it?
That's why Kiku was late.
Because that would really
That's
suck.
Why the pizza was late.
It makes total sense. Landed. It's still hot for some reason.
Oh, man. What else? Let's talk about Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this thumbtack business on the bleachers.
Weird thumbtack spear?
It's always it's always the worst when you just see him coming out of the elbow.
Freaking
You know what really sucks is fans
shooters.
Had to sit there for the rest of that match. That's right. And there are thumbtacks everywhere.
That's so true.
That's gotta suck.
Yeah, you know.
You signed a release. They don't care.
I can't. I don't want to talk. It's hurty bad.
It's real hurty bad.
I think Phoenix stole this match, though.
Mm.
You think what?
Phoenix stole this
match.
Oh,
100%.
That
Phoenix.
Backwards double stomp off the top.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he did a backflip from the top rope as well. I know. Oh, cool. Not that impressive. All right. Well, I haven't watched Lucha in a really long time. I've been stuck with some other stuff.
Oh, I need my little figures here for you to show us.
Oh,
he did
man.
A backflip off the top rope. What is that? Hard to understand.
I loved where he had the guy's fingers interlaced and he's doing his Phoenix hops on
oh,
the rope.
Oh, when he had Mundo. When he had...
No, before that.
Oh, good. Before
and
that.
And then Mundo chops him and mm-hmm. he takes a bump on the rope, pops back up and enseguris Mundo.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Beautiful
and
stuff.
Then him and Mundo were doing the, hey, I'll hop here, you hop here. I'll hop here, you hop here. And then he ended up Ronaing, yeah, like either a Spanish fly or a Rana
right.
off the second rope.
Right. It was a Rana. It was a Rana. Yeah. It's Michael's secret stuff. That's the secret.
But Phoenix, killing
Michael's
it.
Secret stuff.
It's like he put Flubber on his
Jam.
Boots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or Flubber.
Yeah, he put Flubber on his shoes.
Either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
you
just
know.
Bouncing all over the place.
Everybody get up. It's time to lucha.
The people don't like Space Jam.
Oh, they don't like Space Jam. Wow. Controversial fave.
What else? Who else do we got?
Katrina looking amazing.
Katrina, of course.
I like the new hairdo.
I like the atomic brunette hairdo.
Atomic brunette.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's dope.
I like it.
It's dope.
Speaking of hair, King Cuerno.
I thought you were going to talk about Taya.
Rocking a new... Nope, not yet. Cuerno, it's a weird, it's an odd look. I like it.
Okay.
It's almost it's almost like a Gallagher hat, but like the mask has all the hair. That's what it made me think of. When he came out and the door opened, you just see all his hair hanging off the back. I was like, is that attached to the mask?
I should have known that there would be a Gallagher reference on episode one.
Duh.
From day one.
I brought my watermelon.
Love the Sledge-O-Matic. I could see, maybe not. I was going to say, I could see Gallagher existing in the temple. That might be problematic.
I could see him in, like, a weird vignette where someone's on the side of the road. It's like watermelons for sale. And he's just like,
God, I want that to happen.
I got watermelons.
I can see him as, like, a Loki deity. He just kind of shows up and smashes a watermelon.
Oh, my God.
Leaves.
He's a trickster
it's
god?
Like very menacing.
Gallagher the trickster god?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. You can have that
we
for
need
the
to,
movie.
We need to make the shirts. We need to make the shirts.
Yeah. Gallagher, the trickster god.
He's got like the Loki helmet, but it comes off with his hair.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Vibora is not in this match, but gets involved in this match.
Right.
Gets
yes,
the crap out of Mundo.
Cobra Moon kind of summons Vibora because Johnny Mundo eliminates the returning Daga. We saw him at the tail end of or the finale of season 3,
and Vibora has a new mask.
Yes.
Where you could see more of his face and it's not like a snout.
Yeah,
it's gotta be so much easier to breathe in and
to
wrestle
to function.
And...
Yeah.
Exactly.
What else? Penta broke two arms. Mm-hmm. Hernandez's arm and Marty the Moth's arm.
There you go.
Which isn't a good way to start the season for Marty.
I mean, just starting on a down note.
No, I think that it's foreshadowing.
He's got a broken wing.
What's that? Why is that?
I think that Mill and Marty are gonna have words.
Mill and Marty?
No.
Pentagon and Marty?
Yes.
I could see that. Sure.
Wow.
Buh.
Yakers. Two well, strong boys.
Mill and Marty sounds like a sitcom.
Cute one, right? Like Laverne and Shirley. They work in a factory together.
We're going to do
boom,
it.
Boom, boom, boom. We're going to talk a little bit more about this episode, but y'all, got something to talk about to you real quick. If you'll indulge me, if you'll, you know, stop for a second. We're going to pause all the talk about broken arms and moths and Aztec tribes, all that stuff. See, here at the network, we produce aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and more. There's a no network, honestly no network, that works harder to serve television fans with ESPN of TV talk, for God's sake. But now we need your help. We're asking that you guys please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. See, besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you, right to your eyes. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Now, subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we are absolutely 1,000% certain that you're going to love. Since you're already tuned in to our wrestling and sports channel, you might be interested in the Raw After Show, NXT After Show. We got Total Bellas. We've got SmackDown. We've got pay-per-view after shows. All sorts of wrestling content. But remember, we've got channels for other genres, too. We've got animation and reality and drama, all that stuff. I talked about it, but we got after shows for everything. So don't be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because, hey, guess what? It's 2018. Those things are optional. Just click them off, baby. Now it's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we will shout you out on air. That is a guarantee. That's an AfterBuzz guarantee. So thank you for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Ooh.
You killed
me. We are here to serve you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
What? Hold up.
You may be wondering how I got here.
God, that would be so good in the Lucha Underground.
That would be like, so good.
Environment.
Oh, who would do that really well? Mundo.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Just Zach Morris timeout.
Exactly.
I've been watching, as a side note, I've been watching a lot of Zach Morris's trash. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's
our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
What?
Oh my god. Oh, snap.
We're talking about Lucha.
How is that possible?
We're talking about Lucha. There is time travel in this show.
You may be wondering how I got it.
It's Aerostar is the answer.
Stop,
Aerostar,
you're triggering me.
So what else? We've got pretty much Penta is just running through the entire field in this Aztec Warfare.
And he's the first to retain his title in Aztec
Warfare.
Very
first person to successfully defend his championship in an Aztec Warfare match.
Yep.
He hits Marty the Moth with a Mexican Destroyer, hits him with the Fear Factor package pile driver. Pins him, 1, 2, 3, and then breaks his arm.
Ouchie.
Right?
Poor boy. What a po' boy.
What a po' boy. Were you in New Orleans, right? Did you have any po' boys?
Oh, I did not go to WrestleMania.
I had a meatball po' boy.
Oh, that's right.
It was amazing.
So.
No thanks.
That's episode one.
Let's Great.
You know what they end with? Matanza challenge.
That's right. That's right. We already get a main event for episode 2, Matanza versus Pentagon Dark for the Lucha Underground Championship. But hey, guess what?
Hey, guess what?
We're going to talk about that right now.
Oh, glory to
the Father. Two for the price of one. We're doubling up. Double stuff after Buzz. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
So many music cues.
So, let me get my notes in order.
Vignette.
Okay, let's get into
King Cuerno's throne room. King Cuerno's throne room. We start in King Cuerno's throne room. Katrina.
Whoosh.
That was the noise. I was trying to remember what the noise was.
Can you do it again?
She teleports herself in because that's what she do.
Yeah, she do that.
She really did have a teleporter.
Whoa.
Phenomenal.
That was amazing.
Look at that pull.
Now more than ever, she is teleporting like a motherfucker.
Well, she needs. She's losing her life force.
She's trapped between realms.
Oy vey.
She's
life meter. Ding 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 ding.
That's what it is.
Dinker dinks. Yep. She's dinking right out of here.
She's in the flicker.
Oh man, Jumper the movie.
Oh wow.
That's basically Lucha Underground.
That's basically Jumper colon the movie.
Jumper the movie.
It's basically like Luke Gender.
So she says she needs the gauntlet to stay alive.
Yes.
Right. Which is true. Yep, and King Cuerno is...
He gives zero Fs.
Sorry. He gives her the... Sorry. But he is... Here's the part that jumped out at me, that grabbed me by the ghoulies. He says that he entrusted it with someone for safekeeping, and he doesn't know where or when.
Uh-oh.
He hit it.
That's right.
It's got to be his buddy Aerostar. Are they buddies? I don't think they're buddies.
What?
I think
he's a part utility of the same... player.
He's a utility player. There you go.
Yeah.
I think they're in the same crew.
If you were kind of friendly with Aerostar, wouldn't you ask him to hide your valuable object in a different time?
No.
Nope.
Now.
No.
Actually, we'll wait till predictions. I need to make a note.
Put a pin in that.
Oh my God.
So then we get our first match.
Oh, thank God.
In trios action, baby.
Trios match for the titles.
Yes.
We have Melissa. She introduced Famous B,
yeah.
And then Famous B introduces the new members of Infamous Inc.
So originally, I'm glad you mentioned that. Originally, it's going to be Famous B, Tejano, and Dr. Wagner challenging for the trio's titles. Dr. Wagner and Tejano are off making money for Famous B in Mexico. So he's got three new clients. First, we get his mechanic that was working on his caddy, Big Bad Steve.
Yeah, he's a good hand. So, you know.
He's a good hand. And, of course, one of our favorite moments of the episode, the beautiful Brenda, Holly Maui, showing us how you drive a caddy. You know.
Like this.
You know.
Yeah, no.
With those handlebars.
We're all on the same
page. With it.
But Big Bad Steve, he's a meaty boy.
BBS.
He's a BBS.
Yep.
Safe search on.
Yep. I don't know how I feel about him yet.
So we've got Big Bad Steve. We've got Sammy Guevara.
Yes. God.
This guy.
I love Sammy Guevara. And I think that he's going to have a tremendous career in the temple.
Sure. Yeah. I had heard a lot about him. This was actually the first actual match of his that I had seen.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I saw...
I had seen lots of clips of him before.
I knew a thing before you knew a thing.
I knew who he was.
I know, but I saw him live in the flesh with Jimbo.
Yeah.
We were not next to each other, but we were in the same room. He was on the stage.
Okay.
He was busy.
He was working.
Yeah.
He was at work.
It was good.
Good.
I hugged him.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Sure did.
That counts.
Alrighty. I'm going to go.
It's been fun, guys.
I don't know if I'm happy that he's playing himself, or if I would have been happier if he would have.
Congratulations, he played himself.
Like, put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Or if he would have been a character that either Aerostar would have taken from the past or the future.
Oh man,
or he would have been just some if he would have been in one of the bands that plays for the show.
Sure,
and then is just like enough.
If they could have given someone an '80s gimmick and then had Aerostar pluck him out of.
I was just thinking that I could see Samurai as like a '80s like teenage. Jock.
Could you see him as a member of Menudo?
No.
What was their big hit song?
I have zero clue.
Oh, they had one big hit.
I can see him as like not a character that we already know, but a different character in the Breakfast Club.
Oh, I could say like one of the off-screen, like tertiary, like
yes,
one
like
of
Emilio Estevez's friends.
Oh. I'm thinking more like Miami Vice kid.
Sure. I can see that too. Sure. Like a troubled kid,
yeah.
That like they have to kind of set straight. Okay,
yeah, but that has usually they have a heart of gold. I don't see that for him.
Not for him. Third member of the team,
the straw man,
the savage Jake Strong,
yeah,
Strong,
Jimbo did here as Jake Straw. So we're just full disclosure for the rest of the season, we will probably be calling him the straw man.
Yeah. And I legit pictured him coming out with like overalls,
love it,
one strap down, a pitchfork, a straw hat.
See, there's a lot of different ways you could go. I picture the straw man just being a wrestler that's very bad at arguing.
Oh, wow. See, and I see Children of the Corn.
There you go. See?
And that's what's so great about the straw man, is that he incites so much in all
of us. He brings people together.
It's inspiring, honestly.
He's a straw man.
We are dumb.
So stupid.
We are dumb.
Hold up.
I'm not going to say it.
So, trio's action, brand new clients, Infamous Inc., taking on the Mac, Killshot, Son of Havoc. What'd y'all think?
I love B's jacket. I love
so good. Yes. He's such a Jimmy Hart. I love it.
Yeah. The opening of this match has Killshot and Sammy Guevara doing a little, like, I could do that better than you situation.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Killshot goes to do a kip and then kip back up, like jump to your back and kip right back to your feet.
Right.
As Sammy Guevara is like, no, I'm going to 450 while you kip back and almost double stomps his head.
God, so close.
Like, inches just away.
Almost wrecks him. Like,
it would have broke his squish, pretty little face.
Like, squish, ooh. Squish city.
Oh, swerve city, if you will.
Oh, wow. See what
look
you did there.
Look at you.
It's almost like I like wrestling.
It's almost like you like wrestling.
The assisted pounce with Killshot.
Oh, my God. Off the top.
Throwing Sammy off the top rope as Willie Mack hit him from behind with a pounce. That was insane.
Absolutely.
And then we get a Willie Mack hitting a stunner into a shooting star press from Son of Havoc for the win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the straw man just kind of...
Savage attacks.
Goes
strong.
The straw man goes haywire? Is that anything?
Yeah, it's a thing. That's a thing.
He goes ham.
He goes ham.
But I'm looking for the straw and hay connection is what I'm looking for. See, that wasn't a thing.
It's straight,
well,
it's straight good night, everybody. It just broke the camel's back.
There you go. You see?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's good. Yeah,
oh,
that's good.
Funny. You know something's funny when you don't even laugh. You just say it's funny.
Yeah, I prefer it. And also, if you could all explain it to me after we all laugh, that would also be good. Thank you.
So it looks like Jake Strong will not be part of Infamous Inc.
He breaks his ankle.
Yep.
There was some great Foley for that. That was like some...
I do love the Foley celery. Work.
Have you ever seen that? They like snap celery sticks. That's for breaking bones. That was definitely some Foley for that.
I love the Foley work of Lucha Underground.
Crack.
The Foley of Lucha Underground.
Crack.
Foley is good. That's the motto of the show. What else?
Well, this place is an ice house. And it's cold. And it used to hold cervezas, but now it holds...
If you're Antonio Cueto with his Castilian lith, cerveza. I like it. But I dig it.
I do too.
I dig it. But we'll see. I think you may be onto something with your imposter theory.
Yeah, that's Dario. Come
what
on.
If all he does is pop out the contact?
And he's like, hey, it was me.
It's his Clark Kent glasses.
He just like clears his throat. It's me.
Gotcha.
Aren't you happy?
Or it has to be like Scooby-Doo-esque, like pull the whole face off.
Somebody just pulls his wig off.
Completely different. That should have been Sammy Guevara.
There you go.
You meddling kids? Or like Big Rick? It's like Big Rick from
season one.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Vanilla Ice was in the crowd is what
constantly.
I was trying to get
how
to.
Did that not get a shout out?
Vanilla Ice has been in the crowd. He stays in the crowd.
I don't get in the crowd.
I stay in the crowd. They went over to him like four times.
A bunch.
It's like, it's once as good.
It was, but it's.
No, I think the first time was like, hey, is that him?
Vanilla
and then the second
back,
time it
yeah.
was like, no, it's him.
It was
and
a
I was
weird,
like, yeah, he's having
it
fun.
Was a weird amount of times to cut to a celebrity in the crowd and not point out who they were.
It's a weird amount of times to cut to Vanilla Ice.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically. We're all fans of Vanilla Ice here.
I really appreciate that he likes Lucha.
Yes.
Genuinely.
I love the fan base of Lucha. It's got David Arquette. Oh. It's got Vanilla Ice.
David Arquette.
Ron
I mean,
Funches.
we can plug that at the end.
We can.
But David Arquette, you guys.
He's getting back into the ring.
Y'all are fixing to do a thing.
I've been volunteering at a puppet theater that he performs at also.
What puppet
theater? He really likes puppets. It's the Bob Baker Marionette Theater.
We'll get back on track. It's so good.
I just
good.
Really like puppets.
Yeah, me too. And David Arquette.
So...
While Daga is like, no, I screwed it up, go. I was going to say, well, Daga is like Cobra Moon's puppet, but Drago is the one in the match.
Oh,
so he's still kind of like Cobra Moon's puppet.
Jimbo nailing these segues.
I'm trying.
I love a segue.
I'm trying to keep this boat going.
Back on the road.
You're sequiting the shit out of this.
Sequiting?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the sequiters.
So real quick, before, as Antonio Cueto puts it, before we get some red blood in this blue ice house.
Ooh,
that cool lighting that we were talking
ooh,
about. Doggy. Like here, look at the lighting behind me.
It's very Lucha. Ooh.
Guys, if you're not watching the YouTube version of this show, get on it, because not only are we very pretty people, but this whole enterprise is gorgeous. But that's not to say that you shouldn't be listening on iTunes. because we very much appreciate your support. Remember, if you are listening to us on iTunes, click that subscribe button, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. Hey, 5 stars if you're nasty. Man, I haven't said that in a long time.
So nice to hear.
I'm like, it's like that meme with the kid with the vein on his forehead. I'm just like, that's me if I don't get to say 5 stars if you're nasty.
Yeah.
but so please hit us up on iTunes. But hey, you can do both. Hey, why not both?
Hey,
hit us
not?
Up on YouTube as well and see our smiling faces and get it in the live chat because yeah. We want to hear from you.
Watch it live on YouTube and then listen to it tomorrow to really pick up on our idiosyncrasies.
You can use your eyeballs and then your ears.
Your earballs. Yeah.
So let's talk about this match. Let's talk about Drago versus...
Bye, guys.
Thanks. TV. Drago versus Dragon Azteca for one of the 7 ancient Aztec medallions. We have got the gift of the gods on the horizon.
Yeah.
We're going to have some qualifiers.
We don't know what medallion it is because they don't take it out of the bag.
They
just leave it in the bag. Marty Elias is like, hey, look at this.
It's anyone's guess.
It's a sack. What's in it? No one knows. They need to get a bigger ring box and then they could open it and do a reveal. It'd be kind of cool.
But the color's really not effective of the sack either.
Sure.
But it's okay.
You know, it happens to the best of us.
It's a blue sack.
So going back to the location of the temple, we're in a brand new temple, but Antonio Cueto said back in episode 1 that where as long as the Aztec seal is in the middle of the ring, temple can be anywhere.
Yeah. It could be in your backyard.
It's just like church, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Lucha Underground, colon, it's just like church.
Hail Satan. Yeah. Hey, Jimbo.
I missed you guys. It's been a while.
It's been a while since
I'm
saying that.
So Drago versus Dragon II Jr., Battle of the Dragons.
Dragons.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot more towards the end of it.
Sure.
I think that it was a little slow to start, TBVH. It's a little slow to start, and I think that I've seen the match.
I think to your point, I think that kind of speaks to the high quality that we've come to expect from Lucha Underground.
Yes.
Because anywhere else, obviously, this would be incredible, but they do kind of at a certain point bleed into each other a little bit. I bit my tongue real hard. It's real bad.
I agree with that. But I think that towards the end, they start to pull out the trick shots that you're like, oh, okay, that's good.
Right. What's up? There's a little fun floating.
I just want to see it float right by your head.
And like that.
Captivated.
Like that.
Azteca almost loses his mask and then does lose his mask.
He does lose it and then just like, oh.
Isn't it hilarious if you put it on backwards? And it's just like the lace in front of his face.
And there's like a Groucho Marx bit, like, whoa!
Just like this.
Season 4, I don't know what happened. They got really into like vaudevillian, like physical comedy, a lot of pratfalls.
I don't know, but
cue
I love
the Benny Hill music.
The Keystone Cops showed up. So eventually, Dragon Azteca Jr. hits a kind of an avalanche rolling prawn hold. Yeah, exactly. Love prawns. Gotta love them prawns.
Pepe the King Prawn from Muppets.
Oh my God, yes. Prawns.
I'm allergic.
You prawns. It's like a District 9. Prawns. stupid. So, after the match, after a Dragon Azteca wins his ancient Aztec medallion, we get an appearance from Johnny Mundo. Still a little bit miffed about getting tombstoned in Aztec Warfare.
Wouldn't you be?
Right?
I'd be miffed.
Right?
I'd be miffed if I got murked.
There you go.
Murked.
Exactly.
Don't you womp me.
Exactly.
I'm unwompable.
So Johnny Mundo, he is very chagrined.
Ooh.
Very chagrined. Mm. Distracts Cobra Moon for just enough time for the Huera Loca herself, Taya, to come out. Hit her with a spear.
Looks so good.
Johnny Mundo hits Drago in the goners.
She looks like she's straight out of Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, with that jacket and those braids?
And that the color scheme and the braids and the bandana and the everything and the smooching.
It's a lot. It was a lot of smooching.
She has a hint of Max Moon to her.
Oh.
With the gear? You know what I'm talking about? Like, look at her gear. It has, like, just a taste of Max Moon.
Just a skosh.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. It is that.
Smidgen.
We're all tying it back to Conan.
It is intergalactic.
Oh man, I didn't even mean it like that.
I love it so much. It's so good.
But yeah, she goes a little ham.
She goes hard in the paint, if you will.
Yeah.
We go backstage, back to
how Ham is spelled.
Back to Antonio Cueto.
Antonio.
Who, once again, we see Katrina. She explains to the boss that she is stuck between realms.
She's glitchy.
She's just glitching out all over the place. So she needs Antonio to make a match. Mil Muertes versus Phoenix. Grave consequences once again.
Yeah.
And finally, when they finally lock Phoenix in that casket, she can steal his life force.
Thank God.
And then she'll be all sad.
I have a feeling she's not going to get what she wants.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Well.
He even says, you're so pretty, you're used to getting what you want.
Right, exactly. But if, do we want to jump ahead to the vignette after the main event? Or should we save
just,
that?
Just roll through this.
Let's just roll through it. Yeah. Roll through it. Main event time. Pentagon Dark defending his Lucha Underground Championship against the monster, Matanza Cueto.
More this like is not the little baby Matanza. Boy, yeah.
Little baby.
Little baby boy Matanza, more like it. Right? He is a scared.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
He was getting rolled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if for someone who didn't fall down for an entire season.
He got folded in half.
He bumped his ass off for Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
Took two Mexican destroyers and then a gnarly, the three up, three down.
That package pile driver. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to pull it off.
That's the one where I thought he broke his neck.
Yep.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yep.
And it makes sense that that's what it's called, too. He looks like a little package.
he even unzips his...
Oh, when he was going for that chop earlier.
Chops him.
Oh, man.
He did that classic... face thing. It's like, oh, the crowd's gonna love this. Oh, just watch them or eat it up. And they did. And
they did.
I did too.
God bless them.
When he started to do the thing, I was like, oh, you ham. You cheeky little monkey. I love ya. I love ya.
No. That's spicy meatball.
Yeah. Ooh.
But yeah, so Pentagon Dark, he successfully retains his title.
Yeah.
But then we see he's about to break Matanza's arm, as he is wont to do.
Yes.
He just likes doing it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But Antonio hits ringside with the key in hand. And it looked at first to me like, oh, is this maybe like an urn situation? Is this, you know, the key is Matanza's power? But Antonio is very unhappy with his son.
Yeah.
With the man that he claims is his only son. He has disowned Dario.
Well, he's a dead.
He's a dead. Or.
Or is he? Bang, gong, gomp.
Did I do it right? I was right there with you.
You nailed it. Antonio, you know, he berates his son.
Yeah. Hits him in the face.
Tells him he's useless.
Yeah, he hits him in the face. It's really bad. And then Matanza looks.
Dario made you weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's what's interesting about that is that it's kind of true because you can see he finds a strength when he feels the key again.
Right.
And Dario usually is always at the edge of the ring, like holding the key up to him. And so he's kind of on his own for the first time. I wonder if this is going to be some sort of character shift.
I see.
I think when Dario has the key, it's like, if you don't do what I want you to do, you're going back into your cage.
Oh, okay,
which is
sure.
why he works so hard to please him.
But he's going back in his cage anyway.
Well, it was like, I think after losing so bad, that was his comfort of like, I need to just get in my cage.
Oh, I see.
Like, I need to run and get in my cage because I'm scared.
Huh.
And like, my dad's mad at me and Pentagon Dark just beat me up.
And my brother is gone.
Yeah, my brother just died.
Dario really looked out for him.
Just a real sad boy.
You know,
does that mean Rey Mysterio is still in the cage opposite him? Like,
I forgot about
ended.
That at the end of season 3. We just see a skeleton with Rey Mysterio.
And then got it. It's like International 619 Day in San Diego. Did you guys see that? San Diego named.
I did see that. That was just what? That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Timing.
Booyaka, booyaka.
So after this match, we go back one last time to Antonio Cueto. He's frantically pacing back and forth. Jeremiah Crane barges into his office. He says this won't take long.
Yeah.
He wants a chance to not only get rid of Mil Muertes and Phoenix, but also win back the affection of Katrina. And so for the very first time, Antonio Cueto makes, it's probably unfortunate phrasing, a three-way to the grave match.
Yeah, same.
Same hat.
Grave consequences.
Yes. Three men in grave consequences.
Yeah. Okay.
I also, dig it.
I would love to hear from Katrina on all this. I would love to hear from her and be like, yes, I'd like to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
just 1 ounce of consent would be great. Yeah. Because all of it is about fighting for her.
Right.
Which is a little, like, I get it. She's very elusive and very pretty, but she's also very strong and powerful and seems to have opinions.
Yeah. And we've also, I mean, like, we've seen people fight for her affections before, but it never necessarily means they're going to get it.
Yeah, that's
like,
true. That's true. I just wish, you know, I just wish he would be a little bit more considerate of her feelings, but I understand he is a serial killer.
Sure.
And they don't generally have a lot of empathy. Mm-hmm. So, sure. That's fine.
You know all about serial killers.
Exactly. Rachel's got a lot of issues, which brings us to our brand new segment. Guys, Rachel, what's the segment called?
I forgot all about this. My name is Rachel, and I have some issues, and I'm going to talk about it, and I would like you to talk about it with me as well, also, too. Thank you.
That's okay. The whole name of the segment. There we go. We're just going to let this play. So, Rachel, get these issues off your chest.
Okay. I am having a major issue right now, and I think that only you guys can help me with it.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm 26, right?
Sure.
Ripe old age of 26.
Got it.
I'm a full-grown woman. Mm-hmm. I pay rent. I have things. I do work stuff. Is it wrong to entertain the idea of possibly going on a date with a 21-year-old?
No. Hmm. Not at all.
Now, see, I thought the segment was going to be about issues with the show.
Oh, my what? God. No, I did have issues. Really with, why honestly, did you actually think that?
Issues with Lucha Underground.
Why would you think that?
Yes, I did.
The issues that I'm having right now is whether or not it's wrong of me to date a 21-year-old. And I don't mean date.
Is it wrong? No. Is it smart? No.
Okay. Oh, see, he nailed it.
Problem solved. Done.
It's done.
Join us next week for another installment of Rachel, what's the name of the segment?
Hi, my name is Rachel. I have issues. I'd like you to talk about it with me. If you don't want to, I understand because Ty wasn't like so into it, but maybe later you will be. And then
about wrestling next week.
No, they won't.
They'll be about wrestling.
No, they won't.
They'll be about wrestling, or we'll have a new segment next week.
God damn it.
Guys, it's been the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz
TV.
You want
to do predictions?
Let's do predictions.
Super quickly.
There's so much happening right now. Guys, Rey Mysterio's dead. Sexy Star's probably dead.
Yeah.
Sexy Star is not dead.
What else? Probably.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, sexy probably. Star's probably dead.
She's probably Deadsville, guys. What are your predictions?
I really want past Puma. A Puma from the past.
Okay.
So we get Puma back, but he's young Puma.
So it's a different Puma. So it's a different Puma. I see that.
Young Puma?
Baby there you go.
Pumita.
Baby Puma.
He's Pumita. Rachel, what are your predictions?
My major prediction is just that Antonio is Dario.
That's a long-term prediction. We'll get there. Guys,
LTP.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back here, same time, same channel, next week, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. You can find Jimbo online at Jimbo in the Booth.
Yes,
you can find Rachel at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depending on how your brain works, that stuff. You can find me at Ty Matthews, PMA, all forms of social media. You can find AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz TV. Guys, we will be back here talking episode 3 next week, 9 p.m. Pacific. But until then, Viva la Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.